From that time onwards, Jesus began to explain to his disciples that he would have to go to Jerusalem and endure much suffering from the elders, chief priests, and scribes, and finally be killed and be raised to life again on the third day. Then Peter took him on one side and started to remonstrate with him over this. "God bless you, Master. Nothing like this must happen to you." Then Jesus turned around and said to Peter, "Out of my way, Satan. You stand right in my path, Peter, when you look at things from man's point of view and not from God's." Then Jesus said to his disciples, "If anyone wants to follow in my footsteps, he must give up all right to himself, take up his cross and follow me. For the man who wants to save his life will lose it, but the man who loses his life for my sake will find it. For what good is it for a man to gain the whole world at the price of his own soul? What could a man offer to buy back his soul once he had lost it? For the Son of Man will come in the glory of his Father and in the company of his angels, and then he will repay every man for what he has done. Believe me, there are some standing here today who will know nothing of death till they have seen the Son of Man coming as a king."